wondering how you can actually keep such a big band together on the road in this day and age. I mean, very few guys go out there.
Man, it's hard, man. But
James,
you know what?
Brown is, you know, one of the Ray Charles and Bobby Bland. That's about it.
I don't feel adequate unless I have my own band. See, I've had bad experiences with pickup bands, you know? And I was determined I was going to go back to being self-contained, regardless of what. It's not easy.
It's a totally first-class band.
That wasn't all my band last night. One of my horns wasn't there, and my keyboard wasn't there last night. One of my horn men up in Canada, he got married. Married a Canadian girl. Because I carry three horns. But let me tell you, a lot of time I go out knowing I'm going to lose $10,000 before I even leave home, just to keep my band together. You know? Knowing I'm going to lose money, but you got to keep them working to keep them together. You know? Because I know, I'm so optimistic about my future, I know that I'm going to have a heavyweight album. I really honestly believe I'm going to have a big album this year, a big one. I'm going to come back like Tina came back.
And you knew Jackie Wilson?
Oh, yeah. That's what we always do. Yeah, we always do a tribute to the late Jackie Wilson. Jackie Wilson was a powerhouse, man. He was the entertainer. He had the same charisma that Elvis Presley had. They were equal in charisma. And that's why they were buddies, you know? Mm. Jackie was, man, charisma is when all the women love you. Boy, let me tell you, Jackie was in the fast lane. I left him out there in that fast lane. Man, I can join you, man. Let me stay in the slow lane over here. I'm too laid back to be in that fast lane. That's just not my style, you know?
Mm. And Flo Ballard from the Supremes, that's one of your cousins?
Florence, yeah, the late Florence Ballard, yeah. Yeah, Florence, I wish she was on the scene today. But, unfortunately, she's not.
I was wondering, did you know any of the other the smaller Detroit acts, like Andre Williams?
Yeah, get me to tell you, man. Now, Tim Hauser, the Manhattan Transfer, is doing a solo album for Atlantic. And one of the biggest records on the album is going to be one that I wrote. And I'm doing a duet with Tim Hauser, with Midnight doing the background. We're also doing Bacon Fat by Andre Williams.
Wow.
And Jailbait.
You're doing those songs?
Well, Tim Hauser doing it, but the Midnight is doing the background.
Wow.
Yeah, on his album, on his solo album, it's coming out on Atlantic. He went back, and it sounds good, man. You know that the Fat Boys got a twist coming out?
No, I didn't know.
Oh, you didn't know? Oh, man, they think it's going to be a monster, man, on Polydor. Oh, man, that's all you can hear over at Polydor now. They think it's going to be a monster record again. But if the twist hit again, it would fool me, man. It really, you know, because it went to number one twice within 2 years. I had a hit with it before Chubby Checker. I had a mild hit, R&B hit with it.
Where exactly did the twist come from? I mean, the idea
from the Midnight
of the twist. Yeah, I know. I mean, you guys...
But the lyric came to me when they was twisting. They were doing a routine, and the lyric came, a twist. Damn, I said, that sounds very commercial, you know? Twist. Let's do the twist.
There was something on one of the records in the liner notes that mentioned that you guys had cut it earlier, 4 months earlier, for VJ.
Yeah, man, let me tell you what happened. I couldn't give it away. We recorded for VJ, and they passed on it. They couldn't hear it. I said, now I know. I always did have a gut feeling that was going to be one of the biggest dance records of all time. I had the gut feeling. I said, what's wrong with this record? Why are they passing on it? So what I did, I went and rewrote the lyrics. See, because the original version was up and down and around and around and up and down and around and around. Then I went to round and round and round and round, round and round, and I took the up out, you know. I changed a few of the lyrics, took it back to King Records. They still didn't like it. You know? Oh, man. I still had that guy to see it. So they made it a B-side. They released a record called Teardrops from Your Letter, which was number 5 on the R&B chart. And was on the bottom of the pop chart. It did get on the pop chart. But I told the company, I said, man, it's still on the other side. The biggie is on the other side. They couldn't hear it. Until Buddy Dean heard it. Buddy Dean had a dance party show similar to American Bandstand in Baltimore.
There's a movie out about it now.
Oh, it is?
Called Hairspray.
Oh, yeah, we saw that. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Aspen. We saw that. We saw the premiere of that, Ruth Brown. Yeah. And it's good. It's a good movie, man. I think it's going to be a hit.
I like what it is.